From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria. After discussions with other leaders, Kerry spoke to reporters, criticizing recent attacks on healthcare facilities by Syrian government forces.
The regime has clearly indicated a willingness over a period of time now to attack first responders, to attack healthcare workers and rescuers. And the attack on this hospital is unconscionable under any standard, anywhere.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement that is being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being served over, given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. The United States did not immediately react, but EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting, "Many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup." She said the details in the leaked documents reflect each side's negotiating position and nothing else. This is VOA News.